Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our new friend, Bob Beaupre. He's a former member of Congress of the Republican persuasion and former governor candidate, gubernatorial candidate for Colorado. And now he's farming and becoming a little bit of an instigator. Bob, would that be a good way to say it?
That's not bad. That's pretty close to the target.
Our good friend Steve Forbes ran for president back in the last, in the last century, and I was asking him recently. He's on the show fairly regularly, and I was asking him about, was he going to run again? I said, I'd be glad to be an American in an America where there's a president, Steve Forbes. He said, I'm having more fun being an instigator than I am a candidate. So I guess that's probably
there's a lot of truth to that.
A lot of truth to that. He's also a former president of an independent community bank, folks, and you know how I feel about independent community banks. Bob, I tell my audience all the time that if it weren't for my independent community bank, the one that I'm a customer of, I wouldn't be here today. They have stood by me through thick and thin. I do not know what I would do without my independent community
bank. Well, I benefited greatly from being on both sides of that. Certainly when we were in the dairy farming business, relationship with the bank, and in fact, I am not exaggerating at all. To point out that on at least two critical occasions during my parents' life, during some dry years, it was the community bank that kept them going and worked with them, not against them.
Yeah.
When the numbers might have said to do something differently.
That's exactly my story too.
And then, of course, when I became a community banker, no better training I don't think I could have gotten. One to run your own business, but then to be a community banker and partner with the plethora of mom and pops, the small business folks, to see the variety, the inventiveness, the dedication, to understand what they go through, and then go to Congress with a little bit better understanding of how government maybe could help, but too often gets in the way and screws things up,
right,
and makes it much more difficult for the folks back home. It was ideal training, Jim, that very few people ever have when they get in.
Bob, we need more Bob Beaupre's to go to Washington. How can we do that? Yeah. How can we, Bob? How can Main Street take back Washington
and get it
disconnected from Wall Street? Wall Street,
yep.
The collusion between Washington and Wall Street. We saw it again this last week with the revelation about the. About the insider trading. I mean, holy mackerel,
yes.
Bob! I'm just flabbergasted at how in your face the corruption and the collusion is in Washington and Wall Street. How do we fix this?
Well, rightfully so. You should be upset. You fix it at the nomination process. So folks, that regardless of what party you're in, if you're not in one, I encourage you to get in one, because that's really how you can make a big difference. Get involved at the local level. And there is really but a handful of folks that get involved early enough that you can do candidate recruitment and candidate selection. If you don't like the kind of leadership you've got, whether it's in your city council, your county government, certainly your state government, and yes, even the federal government, it honestly, having been there and done it, I will tell you it is not that difficult to go recruit better, more experienced candidates that share your views, your opinions, your experiences, and would you be comfortable with them representing your interests in a place like Congress. But get them recruited, then work the little bit you need to work to get them on the nomination and eventually the election. It is an embarrassing situation, frankly, how few people really do get involved at the early stages and take this country back.
Is it getting worse now because it's gotten so personal? I mean, we've criminalized politics, if you were caught shoplifting as a third grader, somebody knows about that and that rules you out. Nobody wants to have whatever whatever might be in their past, that nobody wants to have that revealed and have it be such a big deal.
Well, it doesn't even have to be true.
Exactly.
Somebody can kind of invent it.
That's right.
And feign truth. It'll be out there, and you'll be blasted. I had $15 million dumped on my head inside of 48 months.
Wow.
By the opposition. And, as I only a little bit jokingly tell people, after they got done with me, I had to use the drive up at McDonald's. I couldn't even get served inside. It is a rough business.
Is it going to continue like that, or can it be turned around? Could we actually wind up with citizen representatives instead of professional politicians? Is that too naive of me to think about?
No, but it's up to the people. We can blame politicians, and we can blame the parties, and we can blame.
We have the government. We have the government we deserve, don't we? Right now.
Amen. Amen. You took the words right out of my mouth. And if we're going to save this republic and change it. It really it needs what Ben Franklin was referring to, that famous line when the lady said, "What kind of government have you given us?" And he said, "A republic, if you can keep it." What he was referring to, obviously, Jim, was an engaged and informed and, mm-hmm. and especially an enlightened citizenry that deserves and merits government of, by, and for the people.
The thing that I'm a little excited about that possibly could pull this off is the immediacy of social media and the ability for the citizens to make their voices known, whatever that may be, whether they agree with me or not, but make it known
in a
real-time basis.
A few elections ago, none of that was possible.
That's right, and it is now.
Yeah.
We're going to come back and talk a little more. I'll tell you, folks, I'm really enjoying our conversation with this great American, Bob Beaupre, a leader in the marketplace and in politics. He and I will be right back. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.